This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. Syria's foreign minister has backed Russia in its fight against terrorism and has accused Turkey of supporting terror groups on Syrian soil.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan's sponsorship of terrorist groups in Syria has been revealed to the whole world. Efforts to destroy ISIL, Nusra Front and Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups in Syria have offended Turkey. That's why they aggressively violated Syria's sovereignty and attacked the Russian Su-24 in Syrian airspace.
Mualim went on to say that Damascus stands in solidarity with Russia following the downing of its jet over Syrian airspace. He regretted such actions, adding that the killing of a Russian pilot by foreign-backed militants in Syria amounts to a war crime. The top Syrian diplomat also commented on the ineffectiveness of airstrikes by the so-called U.S.-led coalition against Daesh. He said that nearly 6,000 airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in Syria have not only failed to weaken Daesh's capabilities, but on the contrary, have made terrorists stronger. Well, to discuss that further, I joined Mr. Wahid Azal, who is an independent scholar and political commentator, who is joining us live now via Skype from Berlin. As always, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel about the Syrian foreign minister's reaction there to the downing of this Russian jet? Certainly, him pointing out that the U.S.-led coalition hasn't already achieved much sounds quite legitimate.
Well, everything he says is absolutely correct, and he's calling the bluff of the Americans, especially who, after, 6,000 missions have done really nothing to dent the capability of ISIS or any of the other so-called moderate groups that we all know are actually terrorists, same as ISIS.
So then going forward, what should we expect to happen as far as the situation goes? Turkey obviously saying it wants to de-escalate the situation. Everybody essentially on the Western side wants to de-escalate. That seems to be the key word. How do you feel about that?
Well, the events the other day are pretty obvious that Turkey is trying to goad NATO as a whole to come in, because the Russians are doing, they are really denting the capability of not just ISIS itself, but the whole variety of these Salafist Takfiris all through Syria and elsewhere. And this is basically spoiling the entire strategy that the Turks have had since the beginning of this conflict in 2011 in toppling the Assad government.
And of course, now we have the S-400, which is on its way, or may already be in Syria. In fact, the Russians placing it there. How much of an effect will that have? The Americans seem quite nervous about that.
And they should be, because it is very effective. And this sort of makes a no-fly zone by the Russians themselves over Syria. We'll have to see what unfolds from this. But this was a very good move on the part of the Russians.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Wahid Azal, who had been speaking to us live from Berlin.